There we go.
In a week in Alberta, the Sierra.
I'm going to say Jerry Brulat. It's that first name that.
Okay, can everybody see the minutes? Too
Not
small?
yet. No, it's
How
not
about
yet.
now? Not yet?
They're
Oh,
there.
There it is.
Yep.
Good. Okay. So this was Brenda's amazing work she put together. I think there's one typo in here. That's about it. I'm gonna scroll through them.
There's one, Snipsic Lake is spelled wrong, or Snipsic Trail.
Are we there yet?
No. I just remember that. And then right near there's another spelling error that I saw.
Uh-oh.
But it was a minor one, so we're not going to fire you, Brenda, so don't
Okay,
you
all right.
worry
As long as
about
there's no
that.
complaints about the commas.
From the comma queen.
The comma queen, yeah.
There it is.
Right there, yep.
Yep, come to
Which would
Shinipsic.
be
And
Shenipsic.
which
Shenipsic.
number? Item number?
5.4.
Okay, so it should be spelled S
H
Yep.
E N I E I or P
Yeah,
S I I.
just
Shenipsic.
S-H-E, just the first I. Too many I's. You got three I's, only two I's.
So Shenipsit?
Correct.
Okay.
Old Algonquin word.
Okay. All
Thank you.
right. And where's the other typo?
I'm not seeing it. I thought it was right around there.
Scout? Hole? Why is that italic? I mean, red. Ah.
That's what it is. That shouldn't be a, what's it, a scoop or
Scour.
scour?
It's a
Scour. Yep.
scour hole. That's what it is. Okay.
Right. Okay. Just
Okay.
the
And
R.
how do you spell scour?
S-O.
Scour.
Scour hole. Okay. And that's on 6.2. On the Shinipsit, I'm sorry, it was on what number? 5.4.
5.4.
5.4. Okay.
Yep, 5.4 and 6.2. Great. That's all we see is two. How about the content? Don't forget the content now, you guys.
Great job with the photo contest, Brenda.
Oh,
Yes,
thank you.
very well done.
Well, that's you guys. I only had a couple that I had to switch around just because you can't have Sylvia Ampu win too many times.
Right.
Right, so what do you think, everyone? Just two
I would
wrong. That's amazing.
vote to make a motion to accept the minutes as with the amendments above mentioned.
I will
Is there
second.
a second?
I will second.
It's a second. Okay. Any more questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion is carried unanimous. Thanks again, Brenda.
You're welcome.
Now, regarding minutes, have you got paid for 1 month out of the two, or just haven't got paid for either one
No,
yet?
because no, I haven't gotten paid for any of them yet, but the first one got delayed because I didn't send in my W-2 or whatever it is, W-4. But
Okay.
then by the second one they had it, so I expect they'll give me a check for both at the same time.
Okay. All right. Back to the agenda. Now we're approaching public comment. Is there anybody that would like to comment on behalf of the public? or as the Planning and Zoning Commission refers to it, as a residential forum. Hearing none, we'll move on to 4.0, financial report. Tidbit stream temperature monitors versus hobos and batteries. So, Chris, what do you got for us? What are you recommending?
Well, I've never used the hobos myself, and so I've just given the, you know, the recommendation of the tidbits. I mean, the main problem with the hobos, it sounds like you have to, you know, bring a shuttle, bring other, like, you know, technological just items out there that could, you know, get damaged or just destroyed or something, could drop them into the ponds. So, I mean, some of the, you know, the sensors are in kind of like, you know, unstable places where you can't really like walk with a laptop out there for. So it does make sense to get the Tibbits, just, you know, they're more efficient, I would say, and just safer. And I'd say they're, you know, $165 each from the shipping. It seems like it could be like, you know, $17 just for like, you know, I guess standard shipping. That's not like from the website. That's just general, you know, shipping practices. And the batteries themselves, so it's like, you know, $10 for like five of them. You can get them on like Amazon.
Okay. And I also wanted to share with you all an email that I got from Pat Young. It's under the packet. Everybody see that?
Not yet.
Not yet?
No.
Nothing? I guess I got to stop.
Still regular agenda. Oh, here it comes. Maybe.
All right, there we go. How about now?
Almost. Yeah, there it is.
Okay, yep.
Well, here's the advertisement for the tidbit for $165, and I could have sworn I added Pat Young's email here. Ugh, it got short again. I don't know what happened. Anyway, Matt, do you remember what she said? You wanted to just briefly give us
Let me quickly pull up my let me quickly pull up the email here.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think what she said was, and remember, they're doing a different setup. They go to their when they do their riffle bioassessments, they have their laptop with them, and they do their assessment on site.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they're used to doing their work on site as opposed to in a at a desk. But she did say that she's been using hobos all along,
right,
with Deep.
Yeah, she's still using, and SRWP still uses hobos.
Right.
Yep.
But so
start with this, also have they use hobos at 8 Mile and Salmon. So they use the waterproof shuttle and the software.
Right. Which Chris has yet to utilize. It's just to compare, really. A tidbit. He's only seen the tidbit because that's the only thing we have access to, because we haven't got the hardware from Peter to swap out. So I guess.
I mean, do we just call an audible at the line of scrimmage and you know, grab our own shuttle?
Yeah, I think we should probably just buy one tidbit since we do have funding available, and it is easier. I see no reason why we shouldn't purchase. We have $77 left in general supplies and $95 left in training and professional. And we should be able to put those together to come up with what's 95 and 77. That's roughly 172.
Yep.
And it looks like we need 175. 165 plus 17. Okay, so 165, that's 170. 25 and 7 is 182. That's not quite enough for, but we could take some funding out of our conservation activity fund to make up the difference. So since we have funding available, I don't know, what does everybody think? We could always wait till next fiscal year, or we could just use the funding we have available this fiscal year. But tonight is the last night we have for that.
So the tidbit is what Chris was recommending?
Tidbit's 165 plus he's saying 17 in shipping.
Yeah, so well, I mean, I'd probably be more of neutral than recommending. I'd like to try out the hobos myself to just see how it is. So I know like the CT, like the deep, the portal, it says like to submit the raw hobo file. That's kind of what it seems like, that most people are, you know, still using the hobos. They're like the older generation of technology, where like, you know, the Tibbits kind of like the newer ones. I don't know like how necessary it is because I haven't, you know, done the hobo data collection myself yet.
Well, you know, the whole point about updated stuff is it's more streamlined. It's easier to, you know, operate. So that's where I would vote to say yes to the tidbit.
Yeah, I also have been working with a tidbit now for 2 or 3 years, and more like 3 or 4 actually. And I'm pretty impressed with how easy it is to connect to your cell phone. There's no shuttle involved, no laptop, and the data is already there, and you can send it automatically. So there's a lot less steps involved. Seems like it's more streamlined.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to like risk bringing a laptop out, like, you know, right next to these, you know, pools and streams.
Right. Yeah, it seems dicey. Yeah.
All right, so I guess I'll entertain a motion to appropriate up to, why don't we just say up to $200 so we don't have to get into the details, out of various accounts from our Conservation Commission budget. And I say various accounts, I'm talking about general supplies, training, and even our Conservation Activity Fund, those three funds. Totaling up to $200 because we don't know. Do you know for a fact that it's $17 for shipping, Chris?
No, that's just like an estimate from like the, I think, the UPS rates. I can try to find the exact price, see how far it gets.
That's all right. I think it could be more than $200. I think we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Got a good mark estimate. So any more suggestions, any more comments on that before we make a motion?
Nope.
Okay, with somebody.
I will move to appropriate up to $200 from the necessary and varied accounts to purchase a new hobo.
Tidbit.
Tidbit.
The tidbit.
I don't think they're new. The hobos aren't new anymore. I don't know if you get them even new anymore. Anyway, okay. Thank you, Matt. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Any more questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, motion is carried unanimous. Thank you, everyone. All right. Next item is, let me see, I have to go back.
Rod, if I may point out, it looks like we have two newcomers, Charn and Nathan Slater, to our meeting.
Excellent. Great. So I guess if it's okay with the commission, we can agree by a consensus to move down to item 6.4 to hear about their amazing Eagle Scout projects. Actually, it's item 6.6, excuse me, under continuing business.
I have no objection.
No objection.
Okay. It's unanimous by consent. Great. So Nathan, and is it Lorelli? Nathan, I know Nathan's there, and I see Tom Harney's Charm. I see Charm. You guys got audio? Guess not.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Hi.
Hey.
There you are.
I'm Lorelei Charney from Troop 73, and I would like to present my project proposal for Eagle Scout.
Great.
Great.
My proposal is the identification and removal of invasive plant species at Praya Park. What I have done is go out with Mr. Parley and a few of the adults from my troop, and we looked down the right-of-way trail to Fraser Park and found some invasive plant species there. I've researched five of them, and I've decided to remove three of them. I would like to remove autumn olive, bittersweet, and multiflora rose. All three of those I would be able to remove either by pulling by hand or using the polar bears. And we could put those into trash bags after being pulled and dispose of them. I should have help from other troop members and friends. Some tools that we would need would be the polar bears, some wheelbarrows, trash bags, and work gloves. And we were thinking for safety, also some safety goggles. I shouldn't need to raise money for this, as we should have available resources for everything I would like to do. I believe that's all I have. Are there any questions on it?
Great.
Good.
That's great.
I
Go ahead, Alan.
so I have a couple of concerns. One is the multiflora rose has got really bad thorns, and the average glove is not going, even leather gloves is not going to protect you from those thorns. I actually use, like, I have a pair of gloves that are pigskin gloves, and no, nothing gets through that, but you guys probably don't have that. I probably have two pairs that you could use if you wanted to, maybe three, some more beat up than others. And then my other thing is that with the autumn olive, those are basically small trees. And so I think it's going to take more than just a garbage bag to have them removed. So it may be that you could, like, have a pile, by the entrance, or, something to that effect, where the town can either cut them up or grind them up, or do something to that effect. But other than that, I think that's a great, great plan, and I look forward to no longer seeing autumn olive.
Thank you.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
good points, Alan. I remember you being concerned about the thorny vines on that multi-floor rose. That's really aggressive. So you got to be really careful pulling that. And then the other question, I guess the question I had was, did you by chance reach out to the property owner of actually the tri owner of the right of way? There's three owners of the right of way: the town of Bolton, the state of Connecticut, and Bolton Senior Living LLC, which is being handled by a Carl Costano. Did you by chance have a chance to reach out to him yet?
I did reach out to him, and he said this was a good idea and that I have his full permission.
That's terrific. That's great news. Well, that sounds like you got everything, all your ducks in a row. Nice going. So what's your time frame on? What are you looking like as far as timetable?
I'm hoping to start at the end of June and have it finished around the beginning of August.
Great. That's good news. And so let me know if you have to bring any equipment, any trucks down that right of way. I have the combination to the gate. And that's something that if you want to make a point of dropping that off at the dump, the invasives, or they can be basically placed at the end of the right of way near the trash can, and then I can notify the town and they can remove that autumn olive for us. I'm sure they will.
And also the rows too, because
And the
that's not really
multiple.
going to go into bags either.
Right.
You
Right.
may
And
I don't know what kind of vehicle you'll have at your disposal, but you may want to consider a wheelbarrow for sort of bulk movement of the removed detritus.
right. Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm sure
we could get that. We have plenty of people to reach out to.
Splendid. Good.
Yeah, I don't think any of that stuff would really suit a wheelbarrow because even the bittersweet is going to be all over the place. So,
True. I was thinking the out of olive.
yeah. Never mind.
So, I was just wondering about the inventory aspect of your project. Do you plan on doing a map or any kind of an inventory listing locations, or I mean, are you going to flag them, or what part are you going to do the inventory, or just do the removal?
I was thinking to just identify them all at once, like identify and remove them all at the same time. So I'll just have like the general idea of where they will be. So like along that right of way trail, and then just find them and remove them all at once.
Okay, so I guess I would ask that we could be with you at your first attempt of removal so that we're properly identifying, not that you don't know what it looks like. There's only three different species and they're all pretty obvious, but it'd be nice if we could be part of your efforts at the beginning, at your onset. I guess that's about it, right? Is anybody else have any other questions?
Yes. So do we know how wide the right of way is?
No, we don't. That's a really good question.
Okay, because if you're not careful, you could end up going like 30 feet into the property and still not run out of autumn olive. So
We should probably
I
have established like, how many feet in she wants to go. We don't want her to go too far in. So I would say no more than 3 feet. What would you suggest as the length of the buffer beyond the right of way?
3 feet is nothing. So I would say, I mean, depending on how many people you have, because it's not going to take that much to cut the autumn olive or pull the autumn olive out, because there are two polar bears, and so the more challenging thing is going to be, breaking the pile into movable portions. And it's also going to be on both sides of the right of way, so both the pond side and the drive-in side. So, truthfully, my feeling would be like, it may sound crazy, but like 10 feet from the middle of the right of way.
I
From the
believe while
middle
we
of
were
the
out there, we also noticed that a lot of those species only went so far in until it turned to just forest. So I don't think we'll have to go super far in anyway.
Yeah, I
Okay,
agree.
well, right.
I think you should keep it simple, keep it on the edge. It's all edge habitat. It's where they like to grow. And the most important goal here, our major intention, is to making it safer for people that ride their bike, to people that run, people that ski in the winter. Some of those prickers are eye level, and they're encroaching, your view shed as you go down the trail, if that makes sense. So that's I think it's great to just go in as far as you can, and don't bite off too much, because it depends on how far in you're going to start. I mean, you could go crazy removing autumn olive from the kiosk. You're going to have to decide, which way to start and where to end. You might want to consider starting at the farthest point and moving towards the commuter lot. and see how far you get down that right of way. Because once you get to the actual straightaway there next to the old Manchester Drive-In, it's really dense automotive, and it's going to require a lot of work.
Yeah, we were planning on starting at the Freya Park sign, and I believe just working to that three-way, if you know what I'm talking about.
That's fine. That's great. So let us know when you're going to be there. Do you have a rough idea as to when your first field work will be?
I haven't figured out any dates yet, but I will let you know once I figure that out.
Okay. Sounds good.
And I have one
Any other
more
questions?
point. Yeah.
Ellen?
So do you know what loppers are?
Pneumonia.
They're
Loppers.
long-handled cutters, and I know that Matt's got a set. I've got a set, and Rod, you probably have a set too. So
Actually,
that
I
might
dropped off
help.
the envelopers at the last meeting, so they should be in Rod's possession.
Okay. So that'll help, manage the plants, because there's the autumn olive, and for that matter, all that stuff. It's very viney or twisted and turny, and doesn't really cooperate. You're going to want to, in that way, various people can do various jobs, because not everybody can use the polar bears, for instance. So yeah, you might want to consider, depending on how many people you have, to have a healthy supply of loppers.
Yes, and just let us know. If you let us know ahead of time, we can bring. I have at least three loppers I can bring. So yeah, the more loppers, the better. And then, how about hours? Are you going to keep track of your hours? How many hours are you looking at? Is there a minimum, a prerequisite?
I will be keeping track of the hours. I believe my goal was 100 hours of everybody combined. So say we
Oh.
had like five people at a 2-hour workday, that would be 10 hours. Thanks.
Gotcha. And then my last point would be, it would be great if you could put some sort of a presentation together towards the end of your project to present to our commission, like a PowerPoint of pictures of a map, maybe of a list of the species you removed and how easy or how hard it was. Be kind of nice to hear a summary of your project, if that's possible.
I could definitely try to get that done, yeah.
And I have
Always add the.
another.
Go ahead, Alan.
So when you, sorry to be such a pain, but so when you have to do a report for your Eagle Scout thing. Okay, so that, I don't know if that would work for us, but that's just something, so you don't have to make two reports, basically. So.
Yeah, that's all going to include a lot of the same information that you'd be looking
Right.
for.
Okay. All right, I'm done.
Thanks, Ellen. Any other questions from anybody else on the Conservation Commission?
I'm good.
Great. Well, thanks a lot for the. This sounds like a fun task, or two, I could say, maybe a couple of tasks. Thanks a lot for being here, and we look forward to seeing your start date.
Thank you for letting me join. If you'd like to hear from Nathan now.
Yes, we
Yes.
would. That'd be great. Thanks again. There he is. Hey, Nathan.
Hello.
Hi. Yes.
Hello.
How you doing?
Doing good. Sorry. Okay. Hi, I am replacing a bridge on one of the walking only trails in Freya Park. I think it's about third of a mile from the commuter lot. I in the process of that,
I plan on tearing down the old, I plan on cutting a new path, for a better bridge location, building the new bridge, and then finally tearing down the old bridge and hiding the old path so people are discouraged from going there.
Okay. I said, okay.
So hopefully this will reduce erosion because where the old bridge is, there's a lot of lowland, which means that the slight flooding that's caused, especially more so now by the nearby beaver population, is making the ground at the far side of the bridge very muddy and damp, and when people are walking on it, it's causing more and more and more erosion. So hopefully the new bridge will decrease that a lot and allow the beavers to live in relative peace.
Great. Right.
I should have a couple of CAD drawings of the current bridge design as soon as I can figure out how to present.
I assume that was with help from Alex Bradley.
Yes, it was.
Good. Yeah, I actually reached out to him today and to ask how things are coming along, and he said that he had been communicating with you.
Yes.
Now, let me see, he's trying to share something. Do I need to do something on my end? Probably not, huh? No.
I've
There you go.
just been trying to figure out how it works. Okay.
There you go.
Oh, there it is.
This should show it. So this is the current design on my bridge. This is the full bridge in 3D. We're still working on some of the details, such as the ex exactly what the handrail is looking like or how we're going to manage the steps. But for the most part, this will be approximately what the bridge looks like.
Great. And what's your length of your span there?
I think we're looking at 16 feet total.
Wow.
Yeah, we're looking at 16 feet from one end of the bridge itself to the other, plus the steps.
Do we need that long of a span? Is it kind of a, I guess you're anticipating worst case scenario flooding? I mean,
The way that the riverbanks are, they're kind of at like a 45 degree angle until it gets to the stream. So the
right.
longer we can make the bridge, the higher above the water level we can have it, and the less likely it is going to be affected by the water. The farther the path will be from the water, less erosion, yada yada yada.
Good.
Last I heard, Alex was still working on a specific location that we're going to look at putting the bridge. So I don't know exactly where it's going to be, but this is the current plan as it stands.
Yeah, it's my understanding he's going to send his own crew out and pretty much blaze that new trail,
Yes.
like 50 or 70 feet up further from where the existing bridge is.
Yes.
Great.
Are there any questions?
No,
Yeah,
sounds pretty
so
good.
it does sounds great. So you're definitely going to remove the old bridge, and how are you going to dispose of that and remove of it and all that good stuff? Cut it up, maybe.
Yep. I will make sure to get back to y'all on how I should properly dispose of that, and if you guys know what kind of wood that was made with, because if it's pressure treated versus old pressure treated versus it's just normal wood, the disposal process might be different. I have yet to make sure of that. Thank you for the question.
Yeah, so it's my understanding that there was no pressure treated used for that, and it was actually the structure, the stand, is actually nailed to a log, two logs. So I think it's pretty much natural. I don't believe it's pressure treated, but if it is, either way, I think that if we can transport it again out to the same area that we would put the invasive plants up by the trash can near the Jersey barriers, we could ask the town to remove that material. That's something they could do.
Excellent. That works very well.
So, Rod, so the town could actually drive, actually relatively close to that bridge, right? So that it
Well, the
wouldn't be.
closest they could be the benches. That's the nearest they could get with a four-wheel drive truck. We would have to somehow cut up the material and then transport it to the benches where we would have to transport it onto their truck or to another truck. I guess I'm just envisioning that. I would have to reach out to the town and work out the details on that.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
Are you planning on using pressure treated wood?
I
Or
believe so, yes.
okay.
I sh think I've checked in with everybody and asked if the city town people had any problems with it. I'm pretty sure that pressure treated wood should be better for this than just normal wood, especially given that the recipe for making pressure treated wood has recently changed to be slightly more environmentally friendly.
Yes, no arsenic. That's good news. So, how about time frame?
We're working on planning that could, planning and fundraising could take, I'm thinking about up to a month and a half. Once we have planning and fundraising, we're going to definitely finish the bridge and the removal of the old one before the summer is out.
And then what order is that going to be done? And you're going to basically remove the, you're going to build the new bridge first before removing the old one, or
Yes.
vice versa? Gotcha.
The order
Yeah.
is first we blaze the trail so that we can then work on building the new bridge, and once we have that, then we can remove the old bridge. The idea is to have at least one functional the whole time.
Right, and I think that alongside with the removal of the old bridge would be a brushing off party where we would actually brush off the trail that did exist so people don't take shortcuts and just create mud.
Yes.
So yeah, brushing off could be a work party that we could organize. Great. So and then regarding fundraising, keep us posted on how your fundraising efforts go. Are you going to come up with some sort of a flyer, some sort of a, fund GoFundMe page or something? I'm just curious to know how you're going to raise the money.
A mix of a bunch of different things. I could use bottle and can drives. We've used that a lot for Scouts in the past. I've heard that nearby restaurants will let you advertise for them in exchange for you getting a small percentage of the sales that night. I could very well do a GoFundMe or similar idea. I was hoping for a little bit of funding from the town itself. I don't think I'm forgetting anything else.
Great.
Do you
So,
have a
regarding, go ahead, Alan.
do you have an estimated cost for this bridge? I mean,
based
rough
off of
estimate.
the as I hold
Ballpark.
on, I might have it in my notes. No, I do not yet have an cost estimate.
Okay.
And then you mentioned advertising for the commercial contributors. How would you go about doing that?
The idea behind the restaurants is that you will apply to the restaurant, and if the restaurant says yes, then you will go spread the word, hey, everybody go eat this restaurant, it'll help support my cause. And then I will. Sorry.
That's fine.
The way
I can
that
help you.
works is I will go out to all of the people and like in school, in scouting, everywhere that I can post it, say, hey, go help my cause. And I think it's anybody who brings a, yeah, anybody who brings like the flyer or like a piece of paper from it w can get a discount on food there. And then I can also get a slice of what they buy.
It just
Great.
occurs to me that on that flyer, you could put a picture of your bridge.
Yes.
So some of the commercial establishments that have been very generous for us, we should share with you. And that's Brenda and I reach out on a regular basis for our calendar advertisers. Brenda, correct me if fill me in with any that I miss. Highland Park Market,
Yeah.
they've been very helpful. Georgina's,
Yep.
Charter House, Munson's. Trying to think who else.
Propley's.
Propley's Garden Center.
Yep. Prices.
Prices. Yep.
Yeah.
The hardware store.
Yeah.
Who else?
Mean the vet.
Oh,
Yeah, possibly.
Bolton Vet. What's the other Bolton
The pet store.
pet store next door? The dental, Bolton Dental.
Yeah. Physical therapy.
Physical therapy.
Bolton Trailers.
Oh, Connecticut Trailers, yeah.
Yeah.
Simonize is big. We haven't used them, and so some of these require a written request, like the bigger establishments like Munson's and Highland Park and Simonize. Others basically just stop in and say hello, like Prices. They're always friendly, and England Hardware and Char House. But you can also go big, with USA Recycles, our trash hauler. That's something you might want to consider reaching out to. And I have his email address if you want to contact him. Does anybody else have any they want to recommend? Guess that's about it. If you go on to the Bolton website, I think there's a list, a yellow page list of businesses in town. I think the Economic Development Commission established that like 10 years ago, but it still applies today. Some of the commercial establishments are still there. Oh, and there's another one right across the street from Shell gas station. What's the name of that business there?
It used to be Dean Cabinetry, but I'll be darned if I remember what it is now.
Yeah, whatever it is now, that's a great place too. They're very helpful. If I can
Was
look
it
at my calendar, I have a my calendar's right here, and I can tell you in a second.
31? Yeah, it's on June break.
DW Fish is another one. Don't forget DW Fish. All American Waste. Oh, Mitchell. Here it is. Mitchell Home Services. Yep. Hopefully that gives you a few to try, right?
Yes.
Cool. All right. Any other questions from the commission members?
Oh yeah, I have a quick question. Did you like survey the land first? Because I know like 16 feet's like a good amount of distance. I'm wondering if there's like any elevation change in that. Because I saw like the picture, the steps look different in the CAD drawing. I'm just wondering if you like went through that stuff.
The steps look different in this CAD drawing. right now because I am looking at two different designs, one of which is made out of this 6x6, and one of which is made out of this. One of which was made out of this 2x10.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, because I'm just concerned if there's like, a 6-inch elevation change from like one end to the other, if like you can just like work around it and just, move dirt around or something, or if you're like going to factor that into the design.
Yes. We will be looking at that more closely after Alex finds a specific point for us to relocate to.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, if you can reduce the span, it's going to save you on material too, and
Yes.
cost. So if you can make it 12 feet instead of 16, if I do remember correctly, I think it's a pretty narrow channel that's covered. The banks are pretty rocky and stable, so I don't know if you have to go 16 feet. But again, Alex is the guy on that, and I'm sure he'll be reaching out to you at some point again. Keep us in the loop, Nathan.
Will do. But the 16 feet thing, it's the same old conundrum. We have money versus erosion.
That's right.
We could go less, that's better for money, but it's a lot closer to the riverbank. We could go further, but it's worse for money. And
Yep, got to go with the longevity. We want it to last.
exactly.
Great. So best of luck to you, Nathan. Thank you very much for being here. Any other
Thank you.
questions? I think we're all set. Thanks a lot for your time, Nathan.
Yeah,
Thank
good
you very
job.
much.
Yep. Thank you. Take care.
And
You
I'd
too.
like to just compliment both of you folks on being very thorough, and you did a really nice job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now. Okay, so that covers 6.4. We'll go back to for financial report, Munson's Chocolates. So you might remember that we applied for a nonprofit status from Munson's on behalf of the town of Bolton, which we were granted, tax-free exempt status from Munson's. And I went in to purchase. I called ahead of time on a Friday. And they said, if you just come in, we'll give you the chocolates. This was for Kids to Parks Day, the recycling challenge. So I went in, and again, they were totally confused. They didn't know what to do. So they gave me a cash receipt, which really kind of made things really complicated. And I was working with the town, and the town was also quite surprised. They didn't just give us a credit receipt. So anyway, long story short is we were able to get a receipt, and then we're going to pay for the $25.02 for those chocolates that we already appropriated funding for, and it was tax-free, so that's all set. But next time, if we order chocolates from Munson's, we have to give Jim Florence a 2 weeks notice, 2 week notice, so that he can fill out a credit receipt, and it'll follow the proper procedure. Any questions on that?
Sierra, it's a chance to
Nope.
basically, we just need to reach out to Jim Munson next time we order chocolates, tax free. All right. Next item is membership to FBL. A couple of members requested that we join FBL. What's everybody's thoughts on that? It's a $25 membership.
Difficult to make sure.
We might have to wait until after the fiscal year because I think we kind of ran out of money.
Yeah, I think we did. I think
Yeah,
you're right.
between.
Yep. We do. Kakiwik will come up again, and the CLCC, we had $100 for that. We had to take money from another. Yeah, so we could take it out of the Conservation Activity Fund if we run short next fiscal year. So your thoughts are waiting till next fiscal year on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or wait until we find out how much the tidbits will cost, and if there's any money left over, we could take it for, do it like
Yeah,
that.
I don't see any money left over, Alan, though. I think we're going to expend all the funds for the tidbit. I see that we have $77.65 left in general supplies and $95 left in training professional. And that's pretty much it. And then the other thing I wanted to mention was, all right, so we're pretty much in agreement that we'll wait till next year on that.
I'm
Yeah.
fine with that.
Okay. Great. So next is the Sigrun Gadwa, her invoice. We signed the MOU in March, and she's going to go beyond the end of the fiscal year. And I thought, geez, what's going to happen? June 30th, we have to get all our receipts in order by June 30th. Otherwise, we can't pay out anything. Well, apparently, that's not correct. That's not how things work anymore. If she's not done with her project, they will pay her the remaining balance of her invoice after June 30th, next fiscal year. Because we had already voted on it and it was agreed upon this fiscal year, then they have to make the payment. So I think she's about three-fifths done. So she will send in an invoice for probably $400 and then another one for $300 next fiscal year. It'll still come out of the $700 from this fiscal year. Does that make sense, everyone?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Next is calendar sales. I did have $20 sitting on my desk here that I got two $10 bills from the sale of calendars at the Bolton Lakes Watershed Conservation Alliance meeting. I had two people bought calendars that are on the alliance, so I sent in that personal check for $20 to be added to the conservation activity fund. Any questions on that?
No.
Nope.
Okay, continuing business. Trails Day on Nathan Hale Greenway. This is coming up on Saturday. This Saturday, I'm hoping enough folks will be there. We have t-shirts. I think I have your t-shirt, Matt.
Yep.
Alan, you have yours, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And yes, I will be there.
Great. And Matt?
I will be there.
Awesome.
Nice.
So hopefully we'll have a
What
good
about Chris?
turnout.
What about Chris?
Oh, Chris. How about Chris?
Oh yeah, I should be there. Where are we meeting again? Like, is it the parking lot?
Stony
Downtown?
Road.
Okay, yeah,
If
Sonya
you're
parking
going
lot.
Munson's, you go past Munson's, you take the next left. It's a few hundred yards up on the right-hand side. Small parking lot. Yep. And then we're going to be going 3 miles total round trip. And I think it's at 10 o'clock. Is that time it starts?
Yes,
I
ten
think so.
o'clock.
Great. Any other questions on that? And the rain date, the heavy rain date is the following day on Sunday at 10. Okay. Next is results of Kids to Parks Day with Carter Cocardo, the rec director. This happened on Sunday, May 17th. Alan and I were there on behalf of the Conservation Commission of for Kids to Parks Day hike at Herrick Park.
Yep, I joined you.
Oh, that's right, and Matt was there too. And oh, we had a great picture. Let me see if I can find that picture.
It was Freya Park.
Yeah, so Matt and Alan, why don't you guys tell us about it while I can dig this picture out?
I'm trying to remember the picture. I'm trying to remember the picture that got taken.
It was
Rob, was
with
it you who took it or me?
it was a picture of all of us. Actually, I took the picture of you guys. Oh God, I can't find it now. Anyway, it's too.
That was the day we saw the eagle.
No. This was the time when the guy showed up with that scooter. Remember, he was like in the parking lot, and we were done with the trails at park Kids to Parks Day, and we got a picture of him. And then there was a guy on a bike. Anyway, I'll find it at some point. I can't find it now. I thought Kiss
That
the
was
Parks
it.
Day
That
went.
was the day that I brought the two back to the parking lot.
That was Kids to Parks Day. We had a 10 o'clock hike. There was a family that showed up, and then there was an old yes, there was a couple that we led on the hike afterwards.
Yes.
They got a little bit lost, thanks to
Yeah,
the
this took a little
chair.
wrong turn, that's all.
Anyway, yeah, I thought it was a good hike. We actually got to the Notch Pond and saw an amazing snapping turtle looking down. That was a pretty cool thing. And one of the girls on the hike, she was 5 years old, and we let her lead the way. She loved it. But she kept on looking behind her instead of looking in front of her, to the point where she was almost falling on the trail. It was kind of amusing. The parents were great. Had a great time. It wasn't a great turnout. And then I went at 2 o'clock over to the Indian Notch Park, which was open, and then they had a bunch of folks there. They were tabling. There's probably like four people tabling, including myself. And the same couple that were there in the morning came over. They wanted to learn about composting, so I showed them our demo and showed them the proper way to compost. And they were really happy because their house they bought actually has the same composter that we sold them, well, the previous owners, like 15 years ago, the black compost bin. So it's kind of amusing that they were curious to know how to compost with the same composter that we sell now, that we sold before.
How's it going? Pretty good. Did you
Uh,
see?
as far as the regatta went, the regatta was going on the whole time. It was absolutely beautiful. Seeing all these sailboats whipping by really fast. There was good wind, and the problem was they were supposed to stop by after the regatta was over to show off their sailboat, and they never did. So that didn't work out too well. That was disappointing. But it was fun. They had a snow cone truck there that was selling snow cones with loud music that I got stuck right next to. It was kind of not my favorite music, but it was fun. So that's it for Kids to Parks Day. Next year, we got to rethink where to do it, how to do it. It's obviously not a very, very popular event. A lot of people don't go because I think there's a lot of competing events. I think maybe we should just stick with a hike. What are your thoughts on that, everyone? No thoughts.
I'd say, give everybody some time to sort of chew on it. I don't know if tabling is the, I don't, I, yeah, I don't know about tabling.
Yeah, you're right, Matt. It was really windy and things were blowing all over the place. Everybody had a hard time. Probably not the greatest place to table on a lake. Good point.
Yeah.
But
It
that
actually is
was
usually pretty windy on the lake.
right. Oh yeah, we can vouch for that.
Yes.
White caps yesterday or day
No
before.
kidding. Oh, yeah. Snow in the White Mountains. Amazing.
Right.
Okay. So,
So the new director, that young guy, what's his name?
Carter Cocardo.
Carter. So this was his debut for that, right? I mean, for his new job. Right, so if he sticks around for next year, then we probably should really try to really support him and maybe work with him closer to decide how to make it a little more for lack of a better word, popular.
Do with it as well.
Yeah, good point, Alan. I think we should invite him to our meeting and we should have a night to the round table, have a discussion to come up with ideas, building on some ideas, and then go with that. So that's a good point. All right. So, anything else on Kids and Parks Day? By the way, I didn't give a lot of chocolates away. I had $25.02 worth of chocolates and probably gave $5, $7 worth. So I have chocolates for our next meeting at Town Hall. It's going to
Oh.
be a chocolate-infested meeting. Hear that, Brenda?
Yeah, I'll bring the milk.
It's not dark chocolate. My wife convinced me the kids don't like dark chocolate. They only like milk chocolate.
It's healthier, but oh well.
We had that big debate as to whether we get dark or milk chocolate last meeting. It was kind of funny. Anyway, so compost bin and rain barrel delivery to Herrick Park on 6/14. So on 5/14, I actually reached out to Jeff. He's the regional distributor for the composting company for Orbis. And he said that he sent me a list of people that have signed up, and it looked like there was 8 earth machines ordered and 3 rain barrels. And that was 2 weeks ago. So I assume there's even more by now. And I did remove the earth machine composter from the library. It was a demo that apparently doesn't stay together very well. And I said that's pretty much why it's a demo. But it did work. It was very nice. They actually had it set up in the library with they made a really nice laminated plastic photograph of composting, and had the big words compost. And they had our flyer there with the QR code. So I thanked her up and down. Liz Thornton is just fantastic. She's just the greatest librarian on the planet. She's just fantastic. Can't say enough about how she supports town events. She really does. Every month she has somebody in there that's different. And it was great that she was able to do that. Plus, she had our Earth Day flag she gave back to us. So, the compost bin delivery is on Saturday the 14th, which is a week from Saturday. Who's helping?
What time is that again?
Well, the pickup is between 10 and 12, but he has to be in Middletown at 10 o'clock, so he's going to be there between 8:30 and 10. So I have to be there at 8:30. So if somebody can join me, if it's going to rain, I will bring a canopy. I have a canopy I can bring, since that's a Sunday.
No can do. I'm working.
You're working. Okay. Thanks anyway, Matt. But
Yeah,
Alan.
I can be there. I can be there, yeah.
Thank you. Chris, gonna be around?
Yeah, I should be around. I would check with in with me later just to make sure.
Okay. Great. Thanks, guys.
And that's at Herrick Park, right?
Yes, Herrick Park parking lot. Yep. Okay. So next is the botany survey of the Bolton Notch Valley Falls watershed. I had a chance to go out with Seagram Gadwa. She invited me out to walk along the railroad brook from that parking lot next to the railroad brook fish habitat restoration project, and we walked north for maybe 3/4 of a mile, and then we took a left-hand turn and went up on that ridge. And unbelievable the amount of plants I saw. I mean, I never knew there was so many plants that came out of the ground. I mean, it was just every plant that she saw, she knew exactly what it was. And if she didn't know what it was, she got her magnifying glass and looked at the follicles of the stem, or the leaf design, or the flower, the budding, or it was just, there's so many different plants that come up at different times. I mean, next time we go, there'll be a whole other slew of plants that are coming up. It was unbelievable. And then the highlight was when we got up on that ridge, we found a plant that she was like, oh, she was so excited over. It was trailing arbutus. And so That was just the highlight of our day. And then hiking along that trail on top, there was one stop. She had to stop and just count. She says, "Let's count the amount of pitch pine that are immediately, almost within touching distance of us." And there was 11. We counted 11, which I don't know. That's she was just really kind of surprised that this trail that we're walking on, that actually wasn't a trail, it was like a path, that used to be the Blue Blaze Chenipsit Trail, had so many pitch pine on it. And it's overlooking the entire notch. Pretty spectacular. Anyway, so she wants to go out again sometime, and if you guys are free, I will reach out to you, Matt. I know you're working most of the times, but I'll at least reach out to you and ask if you're free.
Yeah, sure.
I know you're working a lot, but maybe if it's when school is out, you can join us. And also Chris and Brenda. Do
Yes,
we
sounds good.
know what the next
date is?
No, it's very much, she actually stopped by. She forgot her shoes in the back of my car, and she stopped by to get her shoes, and she was asking about this flowering cranberry. It's not a cranberry itself. It's a cranberry bush. And she's shocked to see it flowering, and she had to get out and look. And the next thing you know, I'm taking her around my yard and I'm showing her these trees that I planted, and they're all from the North Central Conservation District plant sale. And these trees have gotten bigger and bigger, and there's so many of them. She said I should have a tour. I should do a garden tour and raise money for the district, which I'm thinking about doing maybe next summer. It'd become a nice tour. And then maybe we could get other people that have bought a lot of plants and trees from the district to show their backyard. Maybe some that actually have a tree house in their backyard.
Or Sylvia Ampu that has won so many prizes. She's got every type of
Or
tree in
Sylvia
her yard.
Ampu, you can't even see her house anymore. All the trees are
I
blocking.
know, I know.
She's got like three trees for every contest every year she won.
Which is a lot of winning.
Yes. Her and Jim Adams, a lot of trees in the town of Bolton. Yep. Anyway, that's it for the botany survey. Any questions on that at all?
Just keep me in touch when you have a date. So I get out on the 18th, so I'll be free after that.
All right. And Matt, you don't have any days during the week that you specialize in having off.
Not that I really special not that I really specialize in having off. Well, actually, I mean, for the foreseeable, got quite a few Wednesdays open. But I would also need to double check the wild calendar, just because there's a few things that there's a few, quite a few events going on during the summer that we want to see. So yeah, so just I'll get back to you about that.
I'll let you know. And yeah, I think you'll really enjoy yourself if you do have a chance to walk with her and identify everything that's coming out of the ground. All right. So next is new business. Results of the annual photo contest, delivery and pickup date. Brenda.
Yes.
I can bring up, I'm bring something up here while you're talking. Go ahead.
We've got 9 people out of 12 that are Bolton residents. So we've actually got 8 possible deliveries. 5 have confirmed. Actually 6. One of them, Sylvia Ampu, who said please mail it because she won't be around to receive her gift card. And the others, I guess, yeah, we've got how many? 1, 2, 3 from out of town, which shouldn't be a problem. Rod and I spoke about Linwood Drive. One of the winners is in Vernon, and we've got another winner that's on Linwood, that's on the Bolton end of it. So since we're delivering to Bolton Linwood, we'll deliver the Vernon one as well. Considering that one is a first place, so it'd be nice to give her gift card in person.
Great. Also, speaking of first place, Kennedy, I forgot her first name.
Danny.
Daniel? Danny?
Danny.
Danny Kennedy.
Yeah.
She's on Vernon, I'm sorry, Bolton Road in Vernon,
Yep.
right up the hill there. So that we can include her too.
Yep, that's right.
She's expecting us.
Okay. Cool. Yep, so I'm just waiting for confirmation from three, no, four people. So I will email them tomorrow just to confirm. Hopefully we'll hear from them before Wednesday. And we'll know whether or not to do that. As I mentioned to Rod, we're giving people the window between 5 and 7 to deliver the prizes, with 8 places to stop at. If anybody wants to help out to deliver, that would be awesome, because if we take Rod along, we'll be doing 2 in 2 hours,
Oh
not
yeah,
eight.
I can help.
Okay,
Do you
awesome.
have a date for that?
It's on this Wednesday. And we can meet at Rod's house because we'll have to collect the plants there.
Yeah, and they're all looking really good. They all recovered from the frost that they received at the district. The Jostaberry looks great. Mount Laurel and the what's the other one that flowers? Big clumps of flowers. Forgot the name of it. Yeah, they're all really healthy. But today, just today, I noticed that the squirrels started climbing the blueberry plants and eating the green blueberries.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'll be glad to part with these. I had to move them to my picnic table up on the deck.
Okay. It's just that. Yep.
Matt, I mean, Alan, are you by chance available tomorrow, Wednesday?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
So,
Great.
what time are we meeting at your house? 5.
5 o'clock.
I would probably
Yep.
say you want to do 5 or 4:30, because we're telling people we're going to deliver between 5 and 7.
Okay. Well, I think Alan, it's kind of tough for
Is
Alan to
that tough
get.
for you? Okay.
I think 5 o'clock works better for Alan.
Yeah, it's.
He's got to eat. He's got to relax. He's after 8 hours. So
Yep.
5 o'clock. I told Danny Kennedy, I did 5 to 8.
Okay.
But yeah, if we have two cars, that's great. That would really cut back on the amount of time it takes us. That'd be great. Great help. Thanks, Chris and Alan. Appreciate that.
Yep.
Good.
All right, so yeah, we can talk about
Now that
the
being said, I would be willing to go like to Vernon, so if that
Okay.
makes it easier for anybody.
Yep.
All right. One of the things that I'm pretty happy with, the fact that we extended the most important thing is we extended, and we would have done this. I think we've done it in the past. But we had a terrible turnout, 9 people and 12 prizes. It was really, it wasn't laughable, but it was definitely unfortunate. But the extension really made a difference. We really had a much better turnout to the point where everybody on this list, this is the first time I think it's happened ever. We don't have a repeating winner. And usually Sylvia Ampu, I mean, you couldn't ignore the great photos that she had.
We did have a repeat with her. That's why I had to take care of that.
Right.
She was a
So we didn't.
repeat. Yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't. So that's one of the good things. We have somebody, like, where's Joe Grunsky live?
Burning.
Vernon. Yeah.
Yeah, so Alan's going to deliver his first prize. That's great. Awesome. Joe's, aren't you a friend with Joe, right, Alan?
Oh, yeah. Well, Joe and his brother Jim
Yep.
Grunsky.
Cool.
Okay, so we are going to deliver to outside of Bolton then.
Well, it depends on where does Joe live? How far away?
He's on Vernon Avenue.
Yeah, over by the tower, Box Hill Tower.
Okay.
I know where he lives, so I mean, I don't know exactly the apartment, but I know he lives in an apartment, which
Yeah.
apartment he's got.
Yep, I've got that info. So, okay, so then I
All
should
right.
reach out to him as well to see if he's going to be
Yes.
home. Okay.
Right. And
Okay.
I'd like to see us go together with each other instead of individually. So, Chris, maybe you could go with Alan.
Yeah, it sounds good. That
Yep.
works for me.
Yep, that would work. Yep.
Great. Awesome. And I will have all the prizes labeled, who they go to and when you put them in your car. And I have t-shirts that have to go, so we're gonna have to figure out. So that's why, yeah, maybe 4:45 would be better if we could try to iron everything out, but like what size t-shirt does Joe Grunsky wear? Actually, he doesn't get one. It's only third place prizes get t-shirts. So, oh, your mother, Anna Vandenberg, right?
Oh yeah, she won. I didn't
Size
see her.
t-shirt wear.
I'm assuming medium or small.
Okay. And then Daisy Coop, Tracy Myers, and Lauren Brady. High school students, right? Brenda, you think?
No.
No? Okay.
Nope.
Well, we'll have to,
We
I'll
only
bring the
had one that
box.
was a high school student. That was Maya.
Oh. All right. Well, we can
And
ask Maya if she.
that's why we got more entries with Caitlin. All those entries that came in were just high school. We didn't get any additional other than high school students. But then I had a problem reaching out to them because their high school emailing address is boltonhighschool.org and you can't respond back. So I had to contact the principal to get contact info specifically for Maya Parashino, which is she won second place. And he reached out to her and gave her my email, and she contacted me, and we're all set to deliver to her as well.
Great. Thanks for that, Brenda.
Yeah.
Great work. Okay. So I will see everybody a little before 5 on Wednesday, and we can get things on the road. Let me see what's next on the agenda here. Herrick Park Soccer Field and Bates Memorial.
A little baby because then you realize it's like everybody else. Oh my gosh, you're so beautiful.
So I don't know why I carry this over other than the fact that we did I think my report on this last month, maybe not. Ellen and I tried to attend, or we wrote a letter to the Planning and Zoning Commission. And the letter couldn't be read because of the nature of the proposal. It was a referral, so there was no public comment.
Sorry, Rod. Just
Go ahead.
I'm what item number are we on?
Maybe I am reading the wrong June 1st. On item number.
Yeah, what are the items you screwed up?
Okay, I'm going to
Where's
go back.
your agenda? Yeah, I think you did, was it 5.3 and 5.3? I think.
Did an he did a 4.4 and a 4.4,
Oh, it was that one. Okay.
but yeah, I'm not seeing a Herrick Park soccer field.
Really? All right, I'm gonna get rid of this real quick. And I
Yep,
don't know
that's
why
not
I had
in there.
why yeah, I don't know why I was even reading it. It's just a hard copy I'm reading here. I always print something out.
Okay, I was gonna make sure I wasn't the only weirdo seeing it.
Yeah. Thank God it's not on there, right? I'm glad it's not on there. Because I was gonna have to wing it, and I don't like to wing it. So that's great. So Old Manchester Drive-In and Freya Park. Yes. So This is really interesting. So actually, I wanted to go back to the email. So this is how it all started.
Rod,
Lorelli.
we have Luke raising his hand over here.
Who?
We got somebody joined the meeting, Luke.
Okay.
My hand
Go
up
ahead,
there.
Luke. Go ahead, Luke.
Mittens for her spay. Her husband Shane is also dealing with the birds and the bees.
We're all yours, Luke.
Hey Shane, how's it going? My parenting style is to protect the
I
girl.
don't see the hand anymore. Oh, I do see him. I see two Lukes.
He wants to unmute.
Luke, hit star six on your keypad.
I just came by to say hi to the girls. They're actually doing the whole thing right now. Yeah, I'm probably a little protective with the teenage girls when it comes to boys.
Luke, you there?
Just a dad's job. Just interested in doing some work.
Okay, I don't hear Luke.
All right.
Hey, he's been trying to get contact us, so I'm not sure.
Well, if
You
we
could
hear
put
him,
him.
if we hear him, we'll basically stop and we'll go to public comment, even though we've
He's
already had
got
public comment.
six chat attempts.
There any chat?
No,
I don't see anything in chat.
I
Oh,
can't
wait. Hey,
access
Luke.
it.
Luke, if you can hear us, send us a chat message.
Yeah, he tried Alan. He tried messaging. He messaged Alan at 8:16.
Feeling two or three kind of
Yeah,
I don't
he's
see.
done it a couple of times, and I didn't know what that was.
Certain heat recently.
The
I
massive.
don't see anything under he raised his hand. And I see there's two these two times you signed on, so he must be on two different forms of communication. Yep. Okay, well, if he does get on, we will interrupt our meeting and go back to public comment. Sound good?
All right.
Yes.
All right. Great. I'm going to go back to let me see, lower hand. Can you lower the hand? Just gonna try to share. There we go. Share the agenda. The proper agenda. Okay. Does everybody see the agenda?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, great. So the scout wanted to create that project along the right of way, and I reached out to I had a hard time getting contact information. I had help from the assessor's office. Didn't have any help from upstairs, so I went down to the assessor's office and I actually got the address. Okay, a user named Luke is requesting remote control of your computer. No, I'm not getting remote control. My computer. That's crazy. I wonder if this
Right.
is a bot. Can I actually kick this person out? You guys?
No.
Oh,
was he asking for host or like actual like
Yeah,
control of your
well,
computer?
two
Luke.
he's asking about public comment, and then can I unmute? And then he's just asking me how I'm doing. It's like, I don't know you, Luke. We're not going to give
Yeah.
you a show yourself.
So back to this item 6.2. So I actually reached out to a Carl Costano, and I want to share with you the email I sent to him. Is in the packet. Oh man, he's in on, he's actually gotten into our I don't know what he's doing. Do you guys see that?
Yeah, sharing the screen.
Why is he sharing the screen?
are smartest, and they need to stand the test of time. They're built by dental computers, backed by 20 years of pioneering research and a lifetime warranty.
Earth to Luke, come in, please.
I'm not sure if he's like one of the winners and he's trying to tell us something.
Maybe like he is.
Contest. Or he's like related to one of them? Because, you know, this is like meeting agenda, so it's nothing like it's, you know, on topic.
Yeah, we have no Lukes that won.
All right, so back to where I was. I'm going to actually share. I was almost ready to share that, and he got in my way there. Okay. So here's the email I sent to Mr. Castano. Basically, this is regarding something else. Okay, so. Yeah, it's kind of related. So anyway, long story short is I got her to reach out to Carl Castano to get permission to use the drive-ins portion owner to allow her to pull those invasive plants. And in the process, I was speaking with Carl Castano, and he basically, you know, mentioned the fact that he would prefer not to do any development on his drive-in. He would like, he's a member of the Schnepsit Striders. He's loves open space. He's a tree hugger, and he would love to see it preserved as open space. So I reached out to Amy Patterson, and I basically conveyed what she said to me to Carl, and it basically says that I spoke with Amy Patterson, executive director of the Connecticut Land Conservation Council, who confirmed that land trusts have several potential funding pathways to help preserve parcels just like yours. The ecosystem services your property provides in its undeveloped state are critically important to the entire Bolton-Ash Valley Falls watershed. I want to let you know that we are actively working toward a resolution and have certainly not given up. As a brief primer, I've attached our Freya Park brochure along with a map of the watershed and an assessment. For context, the Town of Bolton and the Bolton Conservation Commission acquired the abutting 21-acre Freya Park property in 1968 for $7,500 and subsequently removed more than 9 tons of garbage with the help of Troop 73, the town, and several local businesses. Best regards, yours truly. And I also sent them this local watershed assessment tool. Now, if everybody can take a look at this very closely, zoom in on this. This is a very interesting tool that you can assess watersheds with, and it gives you very detailed results of how green that watershed is. And if you look carefully, you can see that the old Manchester Drive-In is definitely within this watershed, the Bolton-Ash Valley Falls watershed, which is part of the Hockenham River watershed because it drains north, which is very unique. And you can see that it has a combined condition index of 0.76, which is pretty high in their scale. The recovery category is under conservation. The enrichment factor is 1.98. I'm not sure where that stands in their scale. There's 1,500 acres roughly within the watershed. And out of that 1,500 acres, 90% of that is natural. 4.5% is impervious, which is pretty low. It's pretty remarkable. And ag-like, there's 5.4% that are agricultural state.
The impervious is because it's all sand. That's why
the
impervious is so low.
The amount of pavement there is also, and rooftop.
These are tough for snowy
outs. But
the majority of it is sandy, is what I'm getting at.
That would be a geological review, I think. What they're looking for impervious, they look at basically the type of surfaces that don't allow saturation. Right. I think sand is the opposite, isn't it? Sand.
Impervious means it can't penetrate. So,
right,
so
which is the same as a roof.
Impervious.
Roof and asphalt. It's a very low percentage of roof and asphalt. 4.5%.
Yes.
And under riparian zone, the natural percentage is 95%. That's just amazing. So there's within the watershed, within their watershed, and there's within the riparian zone. Anyway, I just wanted to share that, and also the watershed map. This map was from the 1993, but the vascular plant study that was done by Karen Sexton, you can see her initials here, June 19th, 1993. And this is what Sigrun Gadwa is in the process of updating. She's doing it for both Vernon and Bolton, and that's the entire watershed. And again, there is the old Manchester Drive-In, which is really the gateway to this amazing amount of open space that has a very low impervious surface. So I am wondering if we could recommend to the Bolton Land Trust, like Amy Patterson recommended to us, that they consider acquiring this property as open space. What are your thoughts?
Yes.
Acquiring the old drive-in as open space?
Yes.
It's really an amazing piece of property. You know, just looking at it cursorily.
In a cursory fashion, yeah. Or in cursory examination, yeah.
And it's, so back to that little trip that I misdirected those two people with, we end up going through that particular area. It's all sandy, which is why I was emphasizing the sand. So it's like the highest point of what would have been the sand dune that was like, you know, from the glacial days, and there's no everywhere else at that in that area or even in the town doesn't have anything close to what's, you know, the natural original landscape, and this particular piece of property does. It's also because of the sand and its proximity to the pond, that means it's really important turtle habitat. And of course, turtles are, you know, threatened at least at best. So, and I also think that there's probably some archaeological stuff there, just saying. And I think that it needs to have an inventory so we have a really good idea, thorough idea of what's actually there, because nobody seems to know except that, except for where the drive-in was, the rest of it is largely untouched.
Mm. Yeah, sure. Let's run it by the town. Run up the flagpole, see who salutes.
Yeah, the other aspect of this is there's two ways it could go. It could be it could be a complement to Freya Park, and any development that occurs could obviously impact Freya Park, specifically the vernal pool. When you first go down the end of the right of way and you take that right, you know, where we see those egg masses all the time, there's also three-toed salamanders in there, which are species special concern. Not to mention it's a vernal pool. So it could be a natural area preserve. It could be open space, or it could be part of a mix. And I hate to use the word mix because mix has other terms. They could develop it on the far end, on the western end, and leave a buffer to protect the vernal pool. So I just think we should go for the best. Ask the land trust. Land trust, like Amy said, there's funding available. There's grant money available, you know, and $1 million is available. She mentioned that money, that amount. And he paid, I think, $550 for it. Last time I saw it on the market, it was $980,000. You know, I think we should run it by the Bolton Land Trust. I mean, they seem to have an interest in open space. They already have lots of open space. And I think this would be a terrific acquisition.
It's basically like a sand barren.
Yes, it is. It's like a sand plain, a pit sand plain. I would say it's
Yeah,
like a
there's a.
pitch pine plane.
Yes.
And we would have to have an assessment. Either way, even if it's going to be developed, it would have to have some sort of assessment. And although, what I read,
Ready? Yeah.
if it's less than 9 units, it doesn't have to have a public hearing,
Right.
doesn't have much of a review process. But I think what they're, if they were to do affordable housing, it would be much more than 9 units. But I figured we could at least
Especially on,
try. Go ahead.
especially on that particular property, because what'd you say it was like 25 acres or something?
I think it's 24, 21. I think it's the same as Freya Park, but I'm not positive yet.
Okay, and
So
once
anyway, I
again,
would need a
I
motion.
think. Let me just final my final thing is I think
Yes.
it's a really unique piece of property, and I think it's really important, on all sorts of levels. That we've already discussed to have it, definitely worth our while to pursue. You can put affordable housing almost anywhere, but this is a very unique geological remnant of what used to be here.
And plus the fact that if you're going to
Oh,
have
there's
affordable
Luke.
housing frontage,
Got a
you need to
visual on
have.
Luke here.
I'm
Except it
sorry?
looks like an AI generation.
So is there a motion? Somebody like to care and make a motion
I'll
that we
make a
reach out
motion
Land Trust. Okay.
to reach out to the Bolton Land Trust and make a case that this property is worth protecting and adding to open space in Bolton.
Great. Is there a second?
I will second.
Any questions or comments? All right, hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, motion's carried. Thanks, everyone. All right, we see Luke. We can see you.
Not the only one hard at work.
There you are. What's up, buddy? Thumbs up. Give us a thumbs up. No, can't give us thumbs up.
He said he's having a hard time with the audio.
Oh, okay.
We have
Well, he's on twice, so maybe if he just goes on once.
Where's everybody staying?
Got two hands up.
I'm just kidding.
Right,
Right.
let me go back for it until he can figure it out. Next is Data Collection and Transfer Working Group. Chris, what do you got for us?
Okay, so I just checked with the tidbits and the shipping's $19. I said 17, and from the website it's 19.
Okay.
Say no then, first of all, and second of all, 1 second, try to share. Okay. Oh yeah, can I share my screen or with the ability to?
Ahead. Yeah.
Oh, it says you're sharing right now, so I think you have to stop.
Okay, I'll stop. Go ahead. You're up.
Okay.
Animal mating usually happens in the wild, but sometimes people have to give Mother
Screen
Nature.
share. All right, can you see my screen?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I know at the last meeting I was recommended to use the log scale for the graphs, which you can see here just messes up the axis. It doesn't really provide any like clarity or just anything of value. But I did find that using 7 day rolling averages instead of just a daily average makes it a lot smoother. I mean, you can see the two graphs here. The left is what I had at last meeting, and then the right is like the 7 day rolling average. So I'm just wondering, like, what's your opinions on that?
Much better.
Yeah, I think it's much
Yeah.
better as well,
Yeah,
Yeah, I think
but it
it's a
does
lot clearer. Yeah.
a little clearer picture there, yeah.
Yeah, it does
And
kind of
then,
like smooth out some of the extreme points if you notice, because if there's like
yeah.
one extreme day, it's not really going to have much on effect on the week, which
Right.
isn't much, but it's like much clearer to read if you want to like compare years or compare seasons, I feel like.
Did Caitlin said that she reached out to you. She had some really good suggestions at the last meeting, and she was going to reach out to you.
Oh yeah, I didn't get her email. I don't have an email from her. I'm not sure if she sent it to the wrong email or if it's like was blocked or something.
She said she was struggling to get your email correct.
Okay.
Yeah. If you could reach out to her again, I know she's busy. She couldn't make tonight's meeting, but if you could reach out to her at some point and ask her to send the email again, I think she had some good suggestions.
Yeah, I'd definitely like hear them as well. And then,
go ahead.
I got an inventory like Excel sheet from Peter Van Dyne where he goes over like what we have, the data, and he has like the coordinates of all the. I can try to share it with you right now. Actually, never mind. Good sharing. But basically, he just sent me like an inventory sheet of the. Apparently, we have 9 locations marked for the stream temperature monitors. But it has like, you know, the latitudes, the longitudes, has like field notes of when it's like deployed or launched or, you know, whatever's going on, which is nice to have. But it's, I don't have like any new data though from him.
So I'm seeing all sorts of tax collector and all sorts of stuff. Is that you guys doing?
Luke trying to tell us here. He's trying to tell us something. I don't understand what he's conveying to us. Anyway, did you want to also mention the DEEP volunteer monitoring email you got today? Chris? Chris, you still there?
I don't see Chris anymore.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I just have the ability to share the screen.
Okay. I don't know why every time I hit sharing, it says someone else is sharing. So he's taken over our sharing. I don't get it.
Yeah, it just talks about like using the, you know, the electronic field data sheet, you know, for the logger deployments, which basically says like you need to, you know, have the latitude and longitude as well as like a description of the site, which I know in the inventory right now, we don't have a description, but I'm sure those are easy enough to obtain.
Yeah, they wanted coordinates of all the locations. We have 2 locations with tidbits, and I think 5 hobos are active. 5 hobos are active collecting temperature data, and the only one that's not active is the one where the beavers interfered.
Darn pesky beavers.
Darn pesky beavers, yep. All right. So I'm not doing this. I don't know why this is happening, why he's doing this, why Luke is trying to tell us something.
Yeah, he like messaged me. He said, like, how about public comments? Like, hi, Chris, how are you doing today? Like, as a direct message.
Yeah, I got that too for me. Hi, Alan, how are you doing today?
It says, what day is the 6th of June? Oh, is he talking about the hike on Saturday?
Wildlife in Bolton? I don't know.
The Nathan Greenway.
Where does it say that?
Just in the chat, he's asking, like, you know, what day is the 6th of June? So I'm not sure if he has a question about the hike this Saturday on the Nathan Hale Greenway.
Only pay. I don't know. Let me try to share my agenda again. There you go. Hey, Luke, bring up my agenda for me. Perfect. Thank you. Oh, you lost it. Subscribe. Oh, here we go. Perfect. Leave it on the agenda. Oh. All right. So you guys got an agenda handy. Tell me what's next on the agenda because I have an outdated one here in front of me.
Reports, Spikewalk Bolton, FBL, okay. All that.
Well, we got to the final one. I finished new.
The next one is the 6.4, which was the Eagle Scout project.
We already did that. Did.
Yep.
Gotcha. We already did that. Okay, great.
Yep.
So
we are now reports.
Reports. Okay. So Bikewalk Bolton, no reports from Bikewalk Bolton. They did have a very successful display at the library where people were able to add bike paths They had a good map of the entire town of Bolton, and they were able to add areas where they thought there was no connectivity, where they thought there should be some. So they moved on. They actually just missed Sylvia Ampu. She just had left when I arrived to pick up the composter. And then FBL, I did have a chance to go to their forum, which I was quite surprised because it was advertised as all about Phragmites, and it was really all about using herbicides, which I thought was kind of offensive. I thought, geez, you know, I didn't know we were turning our lake into a swimming pool. But yet that's what the gentleman that they advertised was basically supposed to be from the Connecticut Agriculture Experiment Station, and he was instead from a consulting firm that was promoting glyphosate. And believe it or not, there's a chemical they called Habitat. How do they justify using a name like Habitat for a chemical to kill Phragmites? So it was kind of unfortunate that all we did was learn about that. And I asked the question at the end, you know, why not consider alternatives, you know? And then there's Karen Prevo, who lives on Middle Bolt Lake. She said, geez, you know, I'm not going to be swimming in the lake at all this summer. You know, you're going to treat hydrilla in June. You're going to treat standwort in August. And now you're going to do Phragmites in September. She says, you know, how are we supposed to swim in the water? It was kind of disheartening. You know, but it was all information based, you know, and I don't think the FBL didn't really take a stand one way or the other. But that was the result of the FBL forum, and there was probably 20 people there. It was a pretty good turnout. So that's the FBL report, and then the Bolton Lake question.
What was other people's reaction to that? Because it sounds like not what people would be expecting.
Right. They were questioning it too. They were basically, you know, but there were some pretty forward questions like, who could help us with this? And they said, well, I would help you work with the state on this, and you'd have to apply for a grant. And then somebody on the board said, oh, well, we already know how to do that. So, you know, and even Peter Van Dyne said that he's against, you know, treating Phragmites, you know, it's just, and then I mentioned biocontrol even, and they mentioned the fact that, you know, they have biocontrol for purple loofstrife now, which has been very successful. It actually goes off of it eats, they have some sort of an insect that eats the seed.
Oh, there you go.
But I said, can that work for Phragmites? Because, you know, there's something, they're testing it, they're looking into it. So the guy was really, you know, straightforward on his response on alternatives. He wasn't, you know, really totally pushing glyphosate. So,
all right.
Anyway, next is the Bolton Lakes Watershed Conservation Alliance. We're in the process of doing a open space partial evaluation of Upper Bolton Lake. And we just learned that two properties have been sold. And so we might be late to the party on this because these parcels, one of them was very north and west of the Atlantic White Cedar and absolutely big piece of land. I think like 80 acres abutting the Atlantic White Cedar. Another one was sold down on Hatch Hill Road. So the parcel evaluation matrix was critiqued by a member of the alliance, and we're going to re-review the categories to make sure that they're kind of wiggly. They weren't very succinct. So we want to do it right if we're going to come up with a parcel evaluation. And we've also reached out to Amy Patterson of the Connecticut Land Conservation Council, who's very supportive in our efforts to do this matrix. That's the story with the Bolton Lakes Watershed Conservation Alliance. How about the Salmon River Watershed Partnership? Matt, I apologize. I didn't send your report out. I should have included it.
That's okay. I didn't. I actually didn't get around to emailing. So let's see. Connecticut RC&D was asking us for a budget. Was asking SRWP for a budget to come as of last meeting. They are going to have two interns from Three Rivers Community College. Doing field checking and data entry. What is this dude doing? Anyways, so let's see. Marlboro just recently acquired a 425 acre open space area. East Haddam has a feasibility study to buy up the Black Birch Banner Ledge Golf Course.
With work over for the day, Michelle finally has a chance to hockey practice.
They were having their conductivity loggers QA by to do by DWP. Let's see. They're going to be at let's see, Willimantic Third Thursday on June 18th. They're going to be at Hebron Day on the 20th. The Connecticut RC&D annual meeting is going to be at Burnham Pond Burnham Brook Preserve, excuse me. And that's pretty much that.
Great. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate your help. So at some point we're going to have to find a successor that will fill in your role as our the town of Bolton's liaison to the Salmon River Watershed Partnership.
Indeed.
I really appreciate your following, tracking this. You know, when I first asked you to do that, I think I had mentioned the fact that that's how I got involved with the Conservation Commission back in 1991. They asked me to be a member of the Black Ledge River Watershed Association, which I did, and that's how I got involved with conservation. So we need to stay in touch with Pat Young and the Salmon River Watershed Partnership. They've gotten bigger and better. So what do you also learn about MS4? What was your take on that? It seemed... Go ahead.
The MS4 was that their draft MS4 report was being distributed through their events and outreach. Is the only all species vet for
hundreds of square miles. So their MS4 is moving forward. The town.
That's my understanding.
Okay. All right. Great. Thanks, Matt.
Yep.
Next year, I hope that by next year that we were able to add some comments to the MS4. The town of Bolton seems like they just rubber stamp. It doesn't, I don't know. I'd like to see the MS4 for the town of Bolton. It would be great to see the results.
Yeah.
See what it looks like. And also, speaking of results, they have yet to publish an annual report. You might remember some time ago, Susan Bosworth did the artwork of the vernal pool for the cover for the annual report. And then they allowed us to describe the vernal pool on the inset first page. So we're still waiting for that to be published. And then Kakiwik, as far as Kakiwik goes, we did have our last meeting this week. Right. Was it this last week, last Monday? And we basically set up an education, communication and education subcommittee. And they announced a chair that would be heading that. So that's a really good news that now we'll be able to work with commissioners throughout the state and bring up really important issues like the tool that Ed Pollack donated to Kakiwik about a year ago, called the Wetlands Application Review Tool. It's kind of like an environmental 911 brochure, but it's a review tool that also works for wetlands commissions as well. It's a great tool. And there's also a new application that is being promoted by the Connecticut DEEP. And it's actually an application for timber harvest that goes before a wetlands commission. And there was some question as to whether that is required or not. So the Kakiwik is looking into that from a legal perspective, because the opening statement on the application says that it must be filed with DEEP. And they're under the impression that it's an option for the timber harvester to file this application form, which kind of defeats the purpose of it. So we're learning more about that. So that's it. Correspondence, I don't have any other than I just wanted to share with you, if I can share, let me see if I can actually share something here. I don't even see sharing anymore. Share, there we go. Someone else is sharing, so I can't share. Or can I? No? So this guy's blocking my sharing ability. Luke, do you realize you're blocking my sharing ability? Whoever you are. Anyway, this is the first time we've had an uninvited guest to take over our meeting, huh?
Right.
All right, so is there any anything else? Hold on one second. I think I had one other thing for correspondence. But I have hard copies in case this happens, just for this situation. How prepared am I? Oh, I mentioned the fact that, didn't mention the fact that we had damage to the kiosk in Freya Park. And I reached out to the town today to ask if that was repaired, and I have not heard back yet. But Lexan is going to have to be replaced, because whatever chemical is used to remove the spray paint will more than likely have to be, it could create hazing and cracking with the Lexan. So it's quite possible that Lexan will have to be replaced. And I did take I went to Home Depot and did an estimate. Looks like it'd be about, what did I say, $89 for a piece of Lexan that is 4 by 8, which is a pretty big piece. So I guess the best thing we need to do is measure that kiosk and figure out how big it is, so we can replace that Lexan. That's something we'll have to do next fiscal year. Unless we want to use conservation activity funding, we can always do that next month. But it's my understanding the town is going to get in there and they're going to paint over the bench and remove that graffiti. I'm going to take a picture of this guy.
I did several times.
Good, good. So we have a picture of what he looks like.
Uh-huh.
Connecting to audio.
Well, it's 907, folks.
We're running out of time.
It's 907, folks. If there is the chair willing to entertain a motion to adjourn?
I am willing to entertain a motion to adjourn.
I would move to adjourn.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
I think stereo effect. Brenda and Alan. Okay. Brenda, second it. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, motion's carried. We are officially adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Have a good night, kids.
Yep.
Thank
good night,
you,
everybody.
Luke.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yep, good night.
Good night, Chris. Take care.